This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A series of targeted immigration enforcement operations across Gallatin County in the past several days has left residents reeling, with community organizations saying that more than 100 people were detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Sally Moise with the Gallatin County-based Immigrant Resource Center, Bienvenidos, said, "What we're hearing is ICE has been making multiple detentions. We're hearing a lot of reports of individuals being pulled over in their vehicle and then being detained along with anybody else who happens to be in the vehicle. We've heard reports of agents knocking on doors, perhaps looking for a specific person, but then detaining anybody who happens to be in that location. We've also heard reports of people being detained who actually do have legal authorization to be here." Last Monday morning, Bozeman resident Brandy Straub witnessed two men who jumped out of a pickup truck and ran across the street, leaving the vehicle to slowly roll into a street sign. Straub slammed on her brakes to avoid the truck. Moments later, two ICE agents chased the men on foot with guns drawn. Straub said, "They looked like a freaking cartoon. They were running in jeans and hoodies with what looked like a police vest, maybe. But I'm not kidding you when I say that it looked like it came from a Halloween store," said Straub. "Then one of them pointed his gun at me through my passenger side window." Straub called 911. Straub said, "The woman I got with the dispatch said that they couldn't do anything about it, that what ICE agents do is not their responsibility," said Straub. "I explained to her that I understand they didn't have any control over these agents, but there's no one to protect the community, obviously, since I just had a weapon drawn on me." Both the Bozeman Police Department and the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office confirmed the recent increase in ICE activity, but stated they were not coordinating with ICE. Straub said of the ICE personnel, "This was chaotic, unprofessional, disorganized, and incredibly unsafe. As angry and terrified as I was, I can't imagine what our immigrants are going through right now. I feel for these families, for their children. This was not a professional process. I don't think anyone deserves to be treated this way." Andre Halliday, an attorney with Upper Seven Law who assists in immigration cases throughout the state, described the incredible difficulty in tracking people taken by ICE. Halliday said, "When ICE arrests someone, they're not reporting it in any way. This isn't like going to a regular court or a jail where your name is reported. You're held in a place like the Helena Hold Room, which is completely off the map in terms of where somebody is. The ICE DTE locator does not say where you are. It provides no opportunity for people to speak to legal counsel, no opportunity for people to call loved ones. And from there, you could be put on a plane or a van to anywhere. It could be days before people figure out where a loved one or family member is, if they ever find out at all." Andrea Sweeney, an immigration attorney and founder of Big Sky Immigration Legal Services and Advocacy, emphasized the people taken over the week do not have criminal records. Sweeney said, "My understanding is that nobody has been criminally charged as a result of these raids. Every case I've heard about involves administrative immigration detentions." Sweeney emphasizes that many people taken by ICE are law-abiding individuals who are already participating in the legal immigration process with pending applications and scheduled court appearances. Sweeney said that immigration is a very complex system, with cases often taking years to resolve, and that living and working in the U.S. while those cases are pending is a standard part of the legal immigration process. In the meantime, local organizations and community members are offering assistance to immigrants and their families. Bienvenidos said that last Thursday evening they were able to distribute 70 grocery boxes delivered to families. Moise with Bienvenidos encouraged community members who wish to help to volunteer and donate to local organizations providing mutual aid and legal assistance. For those who are searching for a loved one, Moise recommended reaching out to Bienvenidos directly. saying, "We have somebody who can help find family members or loved ones who have been detained. The majority of people here in Gallatin County are very welcoming and generous and understand that immigrants strengthen our community. Most people are saddened by this and nervous on behalf of our neighbors. We actually really just want ICE to go away." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.